Wholesalers, welcome to the episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, did you catch that show that we did with Mark Eaton? Mark Eaton, formerly of the Utah Jazz, NBA great. Maybe we should call this NBA Legends Month, in that at the National Speakers Association Conference, I also had an opportunity to run into Walter Bonds. Now, if you don't know Walter, Walter is doing a lot of work inside of the financial services community, speaking in front of insurance companies as well as broker-dealers, advisors, and wholesalers alike. He overcame a devastating injury to become the first NBA rookie free agent ever to start on opening night. He never, ever, ever gives up on his dreams, and he went on to have an 8-year professional basketball career playing alongside such greats as Karl Malone, John Stockton, Mark Eaton, with the Utah Jazz and the Detroit Pistons. You might have known him as Mr. Accountability, but there's so much more going on in Walter Bonds' world that we want to be able to peel the onion on a little bit today and find out what is going on. Walter Bond, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Raw, thank you, and I'm honored to be here, and hopefully I say something today that can help someone make more money and build their business and be more effective.
Have no doubt that'll be the case. We were talking a little bit about some of the keys to your success, significant success that you had for a lot of years inside the NBA. We were talking about three basic things, and the first one really lit up the screen for me. And that was the notion of having a regimen a day. Wholesalers, you know we talk about process, right? You know we talk about process and branding. And Walter was speaking to me about the importance of regimentation. Regimentation in the professional day, regimentation in the professional athlete's day. Walter, tell us more about that, please.
Well, it's really a simple process. You know, in order to become a pro, I mean, you have to become proficient and master the fundamentals of your industry. So from the time I started playing basketball at, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, all the way up to my NBA career, you know, every basketball practice, regardless of any level, is almost identically the same. You know, you work on drills. You work on your left hand, your right hand. You work on your shooting and rebounding. No matter what level of basketball you play, the fundamentals are the same. So when I left sports and got into business, I recognized I became a pro because, one, I mastered the fundamentals of my industry. But two, the only way I mastered these fundamentals is by having regimen. We hired a consultant about 3 years in the business as for my training and development company, and I'm trying to figure out how to grow our business. And the guy asked me a simple question that changed my life. He asked me how many sales calls a day was I making. Now, here I was, you know, 3 years removed from the NBA, scratching my head, trying to figure out, you know, how to grow a business. And I was working hard, but I had lost a little bit of my focus on the regimen. So he says, how many sales calls do you make a day? Now, Rob, when I played basketball, I was a shooter. And I would shoot anywhere from 300 to 500 shots a day. I mean, I would try to make at least 300 makes. I wanted to hear that net just go swish, you know, 300 times a day. So when he asked me about sales calls, I realized that I hadn't been making consistent sales calls, and that's why my business wasn't growing. So to make a long story short, it really reconnected me to my roots as an athlete. We began to make 25 sales calls a day, minimum, every single day. You know, if you do the math on it, you know, over a year's time, that's 6,000 sales calls a year asking someone to buy. So if you ask any wholesaler, any financial advisor, if they can go a whole year asking 6,000 people to buy, they're going to convert and they're going to make money, they're going to hit their sales goals, and everyone's happy. So regimen works in sports, but it also works in business.
You know, wholesalers, we've talked in the past about the importance of phone calls. It's so funny that Walter talks about that. You know, some of you hopefully are listening to us in the car, and we're grateful that you are, but we're also thinking that maybe when you're done listening to us, you're also going to pick up the phone and make those 5, 7, 10 dials that you need to make every single day to thank advisors, to book your appointments, to make sure your COIs love you, et cetera. So Walter is speaking the gospel for us as far as making the calls. The second one that you talked about, Walter, was being emotionally and socially intelligent. You said, pass the eyeball test. So start out for us telling us, what is the eyeball test, please?
Well, it's simple. Again, I'm an athlete, so I run everything through my basketball computer. You know, I opened up the $1 million round table in Atlanta. It was 8,000 financial advisors around the world, and I made a statement, and everyone came up to me and said, Walter, you're so brilliant that we never thought of it. And for me, it's common sense, okay? To play in the NBA, to get an NBA team to draft you in the first round, you know, as a power forward, you need to look like a power forward, right? If you want to be an NFL left tackle, you need to look like an NFL left tackle if you expect the NFL team to invest big money into you. So the same thing to me applies to financial services. If you come into my home, you know, as an advisor, you come into my office as a wholesaler, you've branded yourself as a financial expert. So since you branded yourself as a financial expert, you should look like someone who's had some money. Now, it's very subjective. Some people will call it shallow. But we live in a very, very competitive world. And in sports, if you win by one, guess what? You still win. So as a motivational speaker, there's a lot of other speakers out here I compete with. And so sometimes I just need to win by a little bit in order to get the booking. So something as simple as a smile, something as simple as being likable, something as simple as just looking like success, looking like money can make a huge difference. So I think any person who brands himself as a financial professional, like an advisor or a wholesaler does every single day, common sense says to me they need to pass an eyeball test. When someone sees me physically, even though I'm 45 years old, I'm done playing sports, when I tell them I'm a former NBA player, they look at my body and they say, wow, you do look like a former athlete, right? If I tell them I play in the NBA and I don't look like a former NBA player, there's going to be doubt. So if I'm a financial professional and I'm telling people, whether it's advisors, whether it's families, whether it's small businesses, that I'm an expert in financial services, I need to look like I'm an expert in financial services. So I think any professional should always look like success. They should always look like money. They should always pass the eyeball test. And people want to buy from people they like.
So
when I got recruited as a high school athlete, these basketball coaches would come into our living room, and the very first question we would ask as a family, did we like them? And we chose a coach that consensus said we all liked them, whether it was mom, dad, and me. When we liked the coach, you know, collectively, that's who got the job.
Let's talk a little bit about the emotional intelligence piece. Many wholesalers are familiar with emotional intelligence in the core concept of it. Tell us a little bit about how you apply it to the lessons that you wish to impart upon us.
Well, to me, emotional intelligence allows a person to not just communicate with a person, but to connect. And all of your competitors are going to come in and communicate, right? They're going to communicate the benefits of their different features of each different product. To me, the person who's going to get the business is a person who can come in there and connect on a personal and sometimes even emotional level. You know, again, I'm going back to high school when I got recruited. I was a top basketball star in high school. I got recruited from all the top, you know, programs around the country. So it's very fierce competition. And my basketball coach who closed the deal was a guy named Clem Haskins. He walked into my home, Rob. He looked like success. He looked like money. So before he said a word, he had an advantage over his competition. He started talking to my mom first. Kind of freaked me out. I'm the center of attention. I'm the athlete that everybody wants. But he started talking to my mom first. He found out my mother is a native of Kentucky. Clem Haskins is a native of Kentucky. He stood in the kitchen, and all he talked about was Kentucky. He didn't talk about variable annuity. He didn't talk about wholesale life insurance. He didn't talk about buy term and invest the rest. He talked about bluegrass and red dirt. He found out my mother's best friend in college was his first cousin. And in 30 minutes, without talking about anything technical, he had my mother eating up the palm of his hands. So in 1 hour, he did that to me. He did that to my dad and spent a very limited amount of time actually talking about business. But by the time he connected with each and every one of us, we wanted to buy whatever he was selling.
You know, it's so interesting you talk about that, Walter, because I don't know if you know Sam Richter. Sam wrote the book.
I know Sam very well.
Right? And we preach loudly at Wholesaler Masterminds the importance of connecting with the heart and the head. And wholesalers that take the time to do that reconnaissance work, that this coach that was trying to recruit you obviously did masterfully. I mean, he won a prize ball player. Wholesalers are going to win a new top producer. It's the same concept that I hear you speaking about.
That's right. That's right.
Let's talk about
it. And it's a serious competition. I mean, when you recruit high school athletes, these coaches do their homework. They watch film. They know how you act. They know your mom. They know your dad. They get to know your high school coach. And after they identify these studs they want to recruit, they go in there and get them. But here's the reality. Their competition study in the same playbook. So, you know, I got recruited from coast to coast. So he had to come in and close the deal because any coach knows if I have more studs in my locker room than you, these studs are going to make me look good and they're going to make my job easy. So if I'm a wholesaler, if I have an opportunity to get a bunch of stud advisors on my team, they're going to make me look good. So when I go into that office and I need to connect with that advisor, I need to look like success. I need to look like money. I need to know what college they went to. I need to know their background. I need to know their wife's name. How many kids do you have? Maybe your wife battled breast cancer. I mean, every little detail that you can get to use to your advantage, if you're smart, you will use it to your advantage. Because if I can connect with this advisor, right, on an emotional level, what I'm selling, they want to buy. And I don't believe in selling anyway. I want to influence people to buy.
Let's talk about what's coming up. You're in the process of writing a new book. As soon as you told me the title, I knew I wanted to talk to you more about it. The title is called Off Season. Wholesalers will let you know when that's available. Maybe he's got a link for us to share on the website, which, of course, you know we'll do. But, Walter, you're talking about how professional athletes have an off season, and so should sales professionals, financial services professionals, et cetera. Tell us about that. Tell us what that means.
Well, it's really a simple concept. You know, for 7 months, an athlete works in their business, and then for 5 months, you work on your business. And then those 5 months, that's when you get bigger. That's when you get stronger. That's when you get faster, right? And so when I left sports and got into business in the real world, you know, after about 3 years in business, I started feeling a little stale, a little lethargic. Something was missing. And I'm working hard. And I started gaining a little weight. Next thing you know, I just had to get my cup of coffee. And I turned into a corporate person. And I looked at my wife and I said, babe, I need an off season. She looked at me like, look, sports is over, dude. You don't get an off season. And I was like, you know what? I became a peak performer in sports. I became one of the best basketball players in the world. And the key to my success was an off season. I don't expect to get 5 months off, but we got to take a little time to not work in our business, to work on our business. My business slows down from Thanksgiving to the New Year because of the holiday season, and we began to break down every aspect of our business, our marketing, our positioning, our content, our fee structure, our sales program, our software. We broke down our business to the lowest common denominator. And we began to develop strategies in any area of our business that we weren't doing well in or we weren't satisfied with. And when the holiday season was over, you know, January 1st, we were relaunched. You know, basically a business that was bigger, that was stronger, that faster. Think about the NFL right now. Every NFL team is optimistic. Why? Because they had this entire offseason to get bigger, stronger, and faster, add key free agents, you know, get their guys in the weight room, you know, change the travel regimen. They break down the business, and the whole goal this season is to win a Super Bowl. And if we don't win a Super Bowl, at the very least, let's get better than we were last year. And so everyone's excited and very optimistic for the season. I think the whole world should live that way. You know what? When January 1st hits, so when your fiscal season ends, you should have done the same thing for your business. And so when your new season begins, you're just as excited and optimistic as every NFL team is right now and every athlete right now. And it transcends sports. I want people to live that way.
You know, Walter, we're in the throes of doing research, as our wholesalers know, on the Millionaire Wholesaler. And we're speaking to folks who are wildly successful in this business. And one of the participants mentioned something that really resonated, and we've written about, and the wholesalers that are listening to this probably know that we talked about the notion of taking some reflective time, taking some time to get off the treadmill, to get off the hamster wheel, to be able to take a breath, think about how that last meeting went, think about how that last month of production went, taking the downtime to be able to analyze your business, to perfect your rotations, to look at how things are going, to look at how you can improve your processes, work on your branding, etc. This is exactly what I think you're speaking about. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. I mean, again, anytime you can spend working on your business and not in your business is time well spent.
Mm-hmm. Wholesalers, I hope you appreciate the fact and agree that we brought you another significant interview with someone who has enhanced you with some additional information. Walter Bond, thank you for joining us at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Rob, thank you. And if you ever need me, you know where to find me.
I appreciate that, Walter. Wholesalers, come back next time for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.